Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Mlungu Radio Station. You're joined by Alina today, and today we are thrilled to have an extraordinary guest with us. We're joined by Professor Ian Rothman. He's a renowned leader in human capital, a potential actually, and workplace well-being and positive psychology, with over 220 publications and a prestigious C1 rating from the National Research Foundation. So as the director of the Optentia Research Unit at Northwest University, Professor Rothman continues to shape the future of education and research. Honored to have you here today, Professor, to share your insights with us. And you have he's just been recently selected or elected to be the Academy of Science, to the Academy of Science of South Africa. His work is truly, truly transformational. So welcome, Professor Rothman. It's a privilege to have you on our show today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, fantastic. I think we'll jump right into it. So in regards to sort of like the offerings that Northwest University has, I'd just like you to just tell us a bit more about why you believe postgraduate education is an essential part of professional and personal growth.
Well, I can start with three reasons why it is so important to do postgraduate studies. The first one is obviously specialized knowledge and expertise. The second one is for your career advancement and opportunities. And the third one is personal growth and contribution to society. I would like to link this to developing one's capability set on the one hand as a reason for doing postgraduate studies, and then secondly, to really flourish in what you do, and then obviously to make a living, to make a sustainable living. The reason why you do postgraduate studies is to learn more things, you learn to apply your knowledge and skills, you learn how to build meaningful relationships with people, you know how important it is to make a difference in society, you learn how to earn a good income. These are all capabilities, and you don't just learn a single capability at the university or in postgraduate studies. You are learning a set of capabilities. And by capability, I mean you learn certain values, you are enabled, and you are tested to see whether you can achieve something. So a capability has these three components: values, enablement, and achievement. And that is what postgraduate studies can help you with. It can help to build a sustainable, employable future for yourself, and it can help to make a difference within our communities.
That is so profound. I love the fact that you really touched on the fact that it helps us contribute meaningfully to our communities and our societies at large, especially in this competitive job market that we have. And so that leads me into my next question in terms of like, how do you feel the Northwest University alumni stands out as opposed to any other alumni from other universities?
Well, I think what our alumni is good at is that they develop specific capabilities. So they have learned to expand their capability sets.
Yeah.
The Northwest University, for instance, is regarded as one of the good universities in the world. So obviously, people will stand out because we also have our international profile. We are collaborating all over the world with people. And I think what is contributing a lot from how we look at things is in terms of our social justice perspective. I think the importance of ensuring fairness, justice, and so on. And to those are the kind of things that you also learn as a postgraduate student year. You learn how to develop autonomy and agency. And our students, through our model that we use for postgraduate studies, they get the opportunities to publish worldwide in good journals. They learn how to make a difference here in their societies, which obviously can contribute to community development and so on. So those are just a few things that I can mention.
That's so profound. And it's so touching what you just said right now, because it's really focused on what you are really, really good at and what you do, because you've spent much of your career focusing on human flourishing and well-being. So how can a Namibian student and professional benefit from the study of positive psychology, especially given some of the unique challenges they may face in a workplace, you know? In any developing context, mental health should always be a priority. So what advice would you give a young Namibian professional experiencing burnout or stress, and how can positive psychology offer them potential tools for well-being?
Well, I think the important perspective that we bring to the table is that we focus obviously on whether it's going well with people or whether it's going bad with them. If people are not well, you will see it in depression, you will see it in burnout, sort of negative ideas, and so on. If they are well, they will be flourishing. The perspective that we take is that we want to have flourishing students, flourishing communities. And that means that we also should be knowledgeable about what makes people languish and try to identify those kind of things very early in your life. A person who is languishing, who is feeling that life is empty and so on, that person will end up after about 7 years with depression, for instance. It's well known that we have large mental health issues in the South African context, even in the Namibian context. And a way that we approach it is to take the positive approach, to say that we do not forget about the negative. They are there, but even for things that are negative, you must also consider what is positive. So the flourishing side. And if you manage to see a bit of the positive and to keep to the positive, then it helps you to deal with the negative. So the whole idea of helping people to develop pathways from languishing, lack of capability, to flourishing. The reason why we focus on capabilities also for our students is that capabilities will become the pathways of people to just functionings and just opportunities and to flourishing at the end. And for that reason, we are also focusing even in students on what people value, what they are enabled for, and what they actually achieve at the end. I hope that few ideas summarize a bit of our approach also to our students.
It truly does, because it covers an aspect of having hard skills as well as soft skills to be able to really navigate the workspace after graduation, you know, because that I think is such a difficult transition for most people. And I'm so glad about the next question that I'm going to ask you, because you are, just so that everybody knows, that you are Namibian, actually, and you're currently based in South Africa, right? So do you miss home? What do you miss about home?
Well, the beautiful nature, definitely. Secondly, the people. If I find a Namibian student here, I will go the extra mile to help them to adapt here, because I know how it was for myself when I initially had to study in a country far away. But I can tell you one thing, the quality of people that we have coming from Namibia is just very high. Outstanding people that we have here had here. And they are now working in Namibia, but still we are collaborating very well with each other.
Ah, that is so good to hear. And I just love that you like helping your own over there. And so, like, I also just wanted to ask you, like, in terms of the Namibians who are considering studying at Northwest University, but are sort of like unsure about the application process. Can you maybe walk us through that? Like, how does one get started, and necessarily are there any specific prerequisites for Namibians interested in postgraduate studies?
The important thing for any student who study in South Africa is that they should get a certificate of their qualification through the South African Qualification Authority. So that typically takes a few months normally to get that. But the university also assists them through that process. And there is no problem with that. My students from Namibia at various ones who did their doctoral studies with me here, and they had qualifications from like master's degrees at, for instance, the University of Namibia, and it was just a formality to get them through. The qualifications were acknowledged this side as well. And then once you have that document from the South African Qualification Authority, it is obviously for you to identify possible supervisors. I mean, you do not just go to a university and just appear there. You find people who are really making a big difference in the field that they are working. They are internationally linked. They have an international profile, and that is how your international students will identify the people that they want to study with and the institutions that they want to study with. So for that reason, we have been building strong research institutions here with us that will do both the teaching and learning and the research. But you have to get in touch with somebody at that specific university, and preferably, firstly, with the entity, the research entity, or the school at the university where you will be doing your studies, to find out, to learn about the culture, to learn about what added value there is for you coming to this university. And from there, we help people through our administrative processes to do their applications and so on at the university.
Interesting. That's quite a pull. So, if I just can just summarize it for anyone who would like to apply to the Northwest University, as you've heard, Professor Rothman, you have to get your Namibian NQA qualifications, sort of like transferred, not necessarily transferred, but translated into the South African version of the NQA. What is the South African version of the NQA for most that don't know? And can one actually process this application online?
It is SAQA, we call it, SAQA, which is the South African Qualifications Authority. The best way to deal with that is to first contact us at the university so that we can help with that process. I am sure there might be also an online process that you can follow, which I do not have at the moment here with me, but the best would be to first make contact with that specific university or entity that you want to study with, because it is also important for you to make a decision on whether you want to study at this specific university and this specific research entity or school where you will be attached. Before you even go for the rest of the processes, And our administrative system at the university is really efficient in supporting the students to then get all the documentation in order.
Yes, and I think to attest to that as well is that the Northwest University is just really known for its leadership, across various disciplines, right? In just creating these exceptional leaders, like, for example, like chartered accountants, and as well as other postgraduate programs that are available within the Faculty of Economics and Management Science. I just want to find our professor. Are these the only fields that are available? Because I know that you have a campus here in Windhoek right now. And we just want to find out, like, what are the programs, the types of programs that are offered there?
On that one, I am not knowledgeable about that. The ones that I know much more about is those on our three campuses that we offer, my King, Potchefstroom, and in Vanderbijl Park in South Africa. And that includes a wide spectrum of very good qualifications from economics and risk management. Some of the best risk management programs are here at Northwest University. And there are two, one more a qualitative kind of approach, a behavioral approach to risk management, and the other one a quantitative approach, and where people work in banks and so on. And then obviously business management and leadership through our business management school, and then also our business school. Obviously also in industrial psychology, human resource management and labor relations. And then public management and governance comes more from our humanities faculty. Economics and risk management and international trade is another one. And then obviously the ones that you referred to, accounting, forensic accounting, we have a strong forensic accounting group as well. Tourism management, which is highly relevant, I think, also in Namibia, and in marketing. Those are the top ones of our economics and management sciences faculty at the Northwest University. The Windhoek one, obviously, I cannot say more because I do not have enough information about that.
Okay, fantastic. And so you've basically mentored over 50 doctorate candidates throughout your career. There could be more that were not mentioned. But what do you look for in students who want to work with you in areas such as workplace well-being or economic development? The reason why I'm asking this is because for Namibian students interested in making an impact through research, what are the opportunities that are sort of like available at the university to engage in meaningful projects that address real-world issues?
Well, let me first say what we are looking for in our students as well. And as I tried to say, I have 72 PhD students now delivered, which is huge. But I'm already a bit older as well. But in any case, what we are looking for is obviously curiosity and a growth mindset. People who are interested in helping other people to flourish and interested in social justice, obviously. People who can have empathy and compassion and good analytical skills. I mean, we are working with statistics, we are working with qualitative research, and it's not easy things that you are working with. But you have to be open to develop your skills. Then obviously resilience and adaptation, flexibility, if you get to serious challenges, to just have the tenacity to carry on. And then obviously to also to accept responsibility for what you do, your autonomy, your self-management kind of things, and being part of multidisciplinary teams. What the students get if they come here is that they form part of an internationally recognized training and research institution. They build relationships with people all over the world. We have, for instance, at our research entity, Obtentia, We have appointed three of the top international statistical experts in the world, and we have lists of others that are really knowledgeable about things that are important for us, topics like resilience, capabilities, flourishing. And there we bring the people here to help and develop our younger people who have to make a difference in our societies and communities here in the African context. We have all kinds of short learning programs, and these are nowadays available. So you can be in Namibia and you can do your short learning programs. You attend your sessions through Zoom or Teams. We support our students through developing the right skills to prepare themselves for what is coming in their master's or PhD studies. And then also we involve them in projects that really matter. So we apply for funding from research institutions locally and also internationally. And we try to identify enough of these projects and get them going so that we can also provide some financial support to our senior students for the projects that they have to do. Because it's not just a general project that you do, it's something that's really making a difference in our very difficult context in South Africa, where we need economic development, where we need to deal with poverty, with unemployment, with inequality of people, and to help people to develop those capabilities. So there are, I think we have the inclusive kind of atmosphere where people are working environment. And then obviously there's the support of courses that they can do, short learning programs, and then even helping them to identify financial opportunities that will make it easier to complete their studies.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Professor. Nothing beats a university that really helps prepare its students for the world. And that is what I'm getting from Northwest University. And in terms of, like, I know you've given us a lot of golden nuggets in this conversation, and I want to focus on the people that are applying. Like, can you give us maybe a golden nugget in terms of the what they should focus on in terms of the application? You spoke a lot about the sort of like the qualifications that they should dig into. And I know usually there's always a motivational letter that one has to attach to the application. And let's say somebody is discouraged about not necessarily being having the right things and or having the right qualifications and not being in the right space, would somebody that's in the space of doing a lot of volunteer work, doing a lot of community-led work, but equally has the qualification, is that something that they should emphasize in their motivational letter? Is it something that you also would look out for at the university? So sort of like what you spoke about, personal development is also something that plays, that comes into play?
Definitely. I mean, all those kind of things that you mentioned are really important. And I think what we know oftentimes, we might get people who did not have all the opportunities in the past to get whatever they needed to have in terms of education and so on. But very important is to have that growth mindset and to also to stress that in when you are applying. The fact that you see challenges as opportunities for development, I think that is a crucial thing. I think the whole thing of focusing on making the world a better place, making Namibia, making South Africa, making Africa a better place. It's good to mention that. If you can also look at the whole effect, you don't have to be the most positive person in the world, but if you can be honest enough to say how you can also keep trying and even change your mind about things if good evidence comes up, mention these kind of things, because things like resilience and those things we know better than most people elsewhere in the world from the context that we are coming from. You need to have that there and mention those kind of things also. We look out for them.
Which is something that I think I've always been sort of like thinking about, right? That I, that is really scored on my heart in terms of the fact that what you also just spoke to now, that Africa, when one sees Africa, they shouldn't see problems. They should see an opportunity for what the possibility of a future could look like. So it's more opportunities. And when we see challenges, we should see those opportunities. So thank you so much for giving that insight. And you've achieved an incredible amount in your career, Professor Rothman. And what has sort of like been the most fulfilling part of your journey so far? And what continues to drive you in your work?
What is the most important for me is to play a role in my younger colleagues who are joining us, and to mentor them and to make them the best in the world, to contribute to them, to share the learnings that I have and the opportunities that I had with others, and to help them to become the best possible version of themselves. That is
Wow.
What is at this stage in my life the most important for me. And obviously, I love it to do research. I love it to make a contribution to make people's lives better. And I want to start with my own students, because for every student that you train who can make a difference, that effect is so much bigger than what you only can do on your own if you try to make a difference. So make a difference in the lives of your students. Start there.
You heard it. So we're really, really looking forward to sort of like the hopes of the Northwest University's role in particularly Namibia and in shaping the future of education and leadership across just not just Namibia, but Southern Africa. So Professor Rothman, I thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. It's been exciting to hear about the great opportunities that Northwest University really offers, and not just in South Africa, but here in Namibia as well. And for those that are listening, if you're interested in furthering your education, with Northwest University is here to definitely help you grow and succeed. So Professor Rothman, do you have any final words for our Namibian listeners and who are particularly considering postgraduate studies at the Northwest University?
All I can say is take the challenge, make yourself capable. There are many open doors here in Africa, and make use of that open doors to improve yourself and to have a better life.
Okay. And the last very most important question that I really forgot, and I think it's going to be really important to the students that are applying. Are there any scholarship opportunities or financial aid opportunities for Namibian students in particular for the postgraduate level?
I think for all students, we look at financial opportunities, so support from the university side. And as I said, above that what the university normally can provide, we try to identify opportunities where we work in big projects that is funded by institutions through the rest of the world, to make that some of that money available. And obviously, if you are a student here, you can also apply to become part of those projects and to benefit in the form of scholarships from those projects.
Thank you so much, Professor Rothman. So you heard it here, and we're looking forward. Northwest University is looking forward to having you as their alumni. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.